him jumping into the rush, making a couple of quick plays, scoring some nice goals.
I think he was great. I thought he was great the other night too. He's been great for us ever since he's been here, and especially this run of play. I think he's played. His game's even gone up a little bit.
Connor, your team is 9-1-2 in its last 12 games. I know you guys aren't satisfied, but how encouraging is it to see this team producing those kinds of results this late in the season?
Yeah, we're finding ways to get wins. I would still like to see a little bit more control of games. I still think we're finding our game. Obviously, it's nice that we're winning and producing wins, but I still think that there's more there. There's more to be had. There's more urgency. Which is a good thing. I think it's that time of year where we need to ramp up, get ready to go. We're still playing for, positioning and all that, so still lots to be playing for.
Matthias said that after the first period you guys weren't super thrilled with things and had a little chat in here. What did you pull out of your game in the second that you maybe discussed?
I just thought, I'm not sure it was pulling anything out. I thought it was just adding in a little bit of urgency, adding in a little bit of that. Work. For our group, it's always just skating and the details. When that slips, any team game is not going to be great. So we had to up our work, up our attention to detail, and I thought we did a good job of bouncing back in that second period.
People ask for 60 minutes of hockey 82 times a year, which is not realistic. You're not in the stretch run where there's five games left. There's still a handful of games. Is it unrealistic to look at your team and say, hey, 60 minutes every night, let's go?
No, it's not unrealistic. We expect that out of ourselves. That being said, we know there's no perfect game. There's never going to be 60 minutes of perfect hockey, mistake-free hockey. But with that being said, we expect the best of ourselves. We expect that at this time of year we're ramping up and getting ourselves ready to go.
Two more for Zach tonight. Just a thought on him getting closer to that 50-goal mark.
Yeah, it's great. I thought he was solid again. Did his thing at the net and finds a way to score a big goal there before the end of the period. That's a massive goal. It really is. So he's always in and around the net making things happen. And I thought he was good again.
He's 2 from 50 going into Toronto. Is there any thought about that, or does it really matter?
I'm sure he'll be asked about that between now and Saturday, but I would think that there's maybe something there. Of course, he's got close ties in Toronto, grew up there, born and raised, lots of friends and family that are going to be in the building. It would be, I think, special for him, but he might tell you otherwise, I don't know, but it'd be great to see him get there in Toronto.
A lot of the talk about Matthias Ekholm is about his defensive game. What about his offensive game?
He skates so well. And any D-man that skates so well, they can do a good job of jumping up in the rush. I think you've seen that the last couple games. He's getting in behind his check, in behind forwards and creating things. And any D-man that can skate like he can be real dangerous jumping into the rush.
Connor, it's a couple games in a row where maybe at times you guys didn't bring your best. You seem to be kind of... You're pulling points out, 4 points and 2 good lessons in a couple of games.
Yeah, nice to learn lessons and wins. With that being said, 2 games that, could have gone the other way. They could have gone the other way, quite frankly, and we would be having a different conversation here today. So, lots of lessons from those two here, and we need to bring it on the road against a real good Toronto team that's playing well, and... on the rest of the road trip.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.